Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Beshalach, we have six Divrei Torah. We're going to start out in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Tes. It says as follows, that when Klal Yisrael, they left Mitzrayim, they took with them the gold and silver that they had been given by the Mitzrayim. On the other hand, in contrast, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosefim, what Moshe Rabbeinu took with him was not gold and silver and booty and wealth, but rather he took the body, the coffin of Yosef with him in order to ensure that as Yosef had required, Moshe was going to fulfill the request of Yosef and take along the coffin to ensure that Yosef was buried in Eretz Yisrael. So on that, the Kli Yakar has a very powerful statement. He says that this is a deep contrast between the two. Klal Yisrael here is involved in taking booty and wealth out of Mitzrayim, not a terrible thing, but when you look at Moshe Rabbeinu and what he was involved with mitzvahs. And that's why this pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe et Atzmos Yosef, the operative word is next, Imo, together with him. And the focus here is what can you really take with you to Olam Haba? You can certainly take gold and silver to the land of Israel. You can take that with you in this world. But what you really possess, when you pass away is mitzvahs, chesed, learning of Torah, and the like. And accordingly, that is why it says, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imo, with him, what can you take with you? It's mitzvahs that you can take with you and nothing else. And that's why we have the famous pasuk, Ki lo b'maso yikach hakol, you can't take everything with you. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Lo yered acharav kevado, you're not going to be able to take your cover. You're not going to be able to take your wealth with you. You're not going to be able to take your assets with you, your car or whatever it may be. None of that can go with you, but the mitzvahs, the Torah, the chesed that you do, that is what is going to be emo together with you. So just want to build out another Dvar Torah. We're not going to count it as number two. We'll count it 1A. And on the same pasuk where it says Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imo, the typical and the real explanation is that he took the bones. The Atzmos is the bones of Yosef. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu took with him. But the Torah's Hamoreh v'HaTalmud says a beautiful lesson. He says Moshe took with him the Atzmiyuso shel Yosef, the essence. He explains that as he took the characteristics, the lessons that he learned from Yosef. And in specific, we have a strong parallel between Moshe Rabbeinu leading Klal Yisrael and Yosef leading Mitzrayim in one specific area. How do you take care of a nation when they have needs, when they have a lack of food, and you have to supply for their needs? And Moshe Rabbeinu here is saying, I took as an example, as my mentor, that's the Atzmiyuso, the essence, the lessons, the characteristics, the learnings, the teachings of Yosef. I look to Yosef to teach me how do you take care of a nation that has a total lack of food. In the time of Yosef running Mitzrayim, it was because of the famine in the land. And Yosef had to take care of everyone carefully, make sure everyone was taken care of. And now we have Moshe Rabbeinu in a similar situation for a different reason. It wasn't a famine per se, but they were in the Midbar and needed to supply the needs of everyone in Klal Yisrael across the board. And this is what Moshe took with him, the essence, the lessons, the messages of Yosef. How do you act as a proper manhig, as a proper leader in such a situation? We are now moving forward to number two. We are in Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Yudalet, Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'atem Tacharishum. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will fight the war for you. He'll protect you, and you simply can remain silent. I just want to tell a quick story. I remember that I was once in a shtiebel on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. It was on 100th Street called Babad, and we were of the youngest people in the shtiebel there. The average age was about 80 plus, and I remember once there was an elderly man. It was around the time of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Parshas Beshalach, and he turned to me literally with tears in his ears. He had been somebody who had been through the Holocaust, and he said to me, "I don't understand this pasuk, Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'atem Tacharishun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you, he will fight for you, and you simply need to be quiet." That is indeed not what happened at the time of the Holocaust. And with a tear in his eye, I had no response to him. And I think I still don't have a response to him. But I think if I would give a response, it's because that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, and there's sometimes that he removes that protection. when we don't warrant it. And it's not for us to second guess, obviously, when we warrant it and when we don't warrant it. We just always have to do our best in order to try to warrant it. But we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to fulfill this pasuk. And that's why we're still here, in fact, that Klal Yisrael is here and has the land of Israel, and we are existing today like no other nation, the Greeks, the Romans, etc. That attests to the fact that Hashem Yilachem V'atem Tachrishun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us. So when it comes to this pasuk, the Avnei Nezer says as follows: what's the core concept here? The core concept is not that we have to do a certain mitzvah in order to warrant the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, to get out of Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, they had to bring the Korban Pesach. That was the trigger that brought on the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is the circumstances that I will protect you, and you just have to sit back. And that is when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have Mesiris Nefesh. When we show Him that we are Moser Nefesh on His behalf, our words, our actions are much stronger than our words. Our actions are much stronger even than the mitzvahs that we may do, going through the actions of a mitzvah. But it's simply, are we Moser Nefesh and our hearts and our souls? Do we feel committed and show that we are committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And when we show that commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the strength, it's the koach of that, it's the schus of that Mesiris Nefesh that is really works the wonders. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that those points, when you show me Mesiris Nefesh, Hashem Yelechem Lachem, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us and we can simply sit back. So based on that, in the same vein, Rav Chaim Misanz asked the following question: why was the Beis HaMikdash built on Har HaMoriah? That's where it is today, the destructed Beis HaMikdash, the Kotel HaMaravi, the Western Wall. Why was it built there and not Har Sinai? Har Sinai, the core of our lives is the Torah. Har Sinai is where we receive the Torah. So why wouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu build the Beis HaMikdash on Har Sinai? We received all the Torah, we received the mitzvahs there, and the answer that Rav Chaim Misanz says is as follows: because something spectacular happened on Har HaMoriah, and for that reason and that reason alone, it's sufficient for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build the Beis HaMikdash there. And that is known, the story of Yitzchak Avinu, Avram Avinu, the Mesiris Nefesh that he had with the Akedas Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to sacrifice your son to me. Avram does it, tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. Yitzchak was his whole life. And Yitzchak in turn also agreed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, I'm on board. When we have Mesiris Nefesh like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what I want the symbol of the Beis HaMikdash to be. That's what I want the symbol of my relationship to be with Klal Yisrael. So many times we see in the Nevi'im, the Navi is saying, I don't need your karbonas. Klal Yisrael, you're going through the motions. You're bringing me your karbonas. You're going through the actions, doing X, Y, and Z. I don't want that. I want your hearts. I don't want your lip service. I don't want your words. I want your hearts. I want your head in the game and your hearts and commitments. And that's what we are seeing here as well. Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'atem Tachrishun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wage the war for us, that we need to show we have Mesiris Nefesh. We are now moving forward to Vort number 3, and it's actually along the same lines. Perek Yudalet Pasuk Tesvav, it says, Mati Tzak Eli, Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Mitzrim are approaching, they're running after you. And the postures of this Pasuk is, Mati Tzak Eli, why are you screaming to me? Why are you davening to me right now? Get going. Go into the sea of splitting. Go get going, and you should just travel. So we typically explain this as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's sometimes that you should be praying and sometimes you shouldn't be praying. But the Chidush Erim says otherwise. He says that when Klal Yisrael shouts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and shows that we have emuna, we have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as children, as a son to a father, as a son to the Hamakom, as a son does to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you show me that, you can stop shouting because you've done what I need to see. And at that point, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we look to Him, we turn to Him, we need Him, we pray to Him, we shout to Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I get the message, and now I, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the obligation to save you. And accordingly, we read it as follows: if Klal Yisrael v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, if we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael, the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we shout out to Hashem, We call out to Hashem, that is what brings on the rachamim, the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from heaven, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns us, says the Chidush HaRim, and says, Mati Tzak Elai. What that means is, not why are you shouting to me, but there is no longer a need for you to shout to me, because I am giving you a positive answer, that I am going to protect you, I am going to answer your tefillah as you so desire. And that's why it says, Mati Tzak Elai, Daber El B'nei Yisrael Vayisa. Our pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Chidush Harim, is saying as follows: there is no longer a need. You have shouted. You've shown that you want the relationship to me. You show that you have emun in me. You show you have this connection to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Speak to Bnei Yisrael. Speak to my children, because I'm answering them as my children. They can go forward because I'm answering their tefillas, and I'm saying yes." We are now moving forward to Vort number 4. It's Perek Yudalet Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael b'toch hayam b'yabasha. The sea splits, and now Klal Yisrael, they go into to the split sea, and they go on the dry land. And there's a cryptic, a very strange medrash. It's on the pasuk that we say in Halal, in Tehillim Kuf Yudalet, hayam ra'av vayanos, that the yam, the Yam Suf saw the Yam, the sea that split, saw and it fled. It acted. So the Medrash on this says, well, what did the Yam see? That it acted, that it split, and that it closed back down on the Mitzrayim. What did they see? So the Medrash answers in a very strange way. It says, Braisa de Rebbe Yishmal Ra. The Yam saw the Braisa. The Braisa is a quote, like a Mishnah, kind of like a Mishnah, but it was left out of the Mishnah. The Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael is what the Yam saw, and accordingly, the Yam acted on that. What is going on here? So the Avnei Ozel has a very interesting, very nice explanation of what's going on here. And he says as follows. The Yam saw the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin and the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel, says as follows, that unrelated to the Yam Suf, when somebody sees a Rodev, when we'll call him A, somebody sees A who is chasing after B to kill B. A is chasing after B to kill B. What does the onlooker have to do? He has to act. If he sees that A wants to kill B, he has to stop A. And even if it means that he has to kill A in order to save B, that is what that onlooker needs to do. That is the halacha that Rabbi Yishmael teaches us in the Brice. And accordingly, we can understand now, what is this medrash saying? That the Yam, Ra'av Ayanos, that the Yam saw and it acted. What is that talking about? That it saw the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael? It saw this Brice. It saw that when you have a situation of a Rodev, A chasing B, you need to save A. That Rodev, that pursuer, is the Mitzrim, the Egyptians. And the person being pursued, the B, is Klal Yisrael. And the Yam saw what Rabbi Yishmael taught the Yam. And accordingly, the water acted on that and said, we need to save Klal Yisrael. Not only did it open up to let Klal Yisrael pass through the Yabasha on the ground, on the dry ground, but closed up as well because the Mitzrim were a Rodev, they were a pursuer trying to kill Klal Yisrael, and accordingly the Yam learned that it had an obligation, learned from Yishmael that it had an obligation to save Klal Yisrael. We are now moving forward to number 5. We are in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Beis. It says in the Az Yashir as follows, that Keli Vanveyu Elokiv Aviv Ramamenu. The Pashtus is that we say, Zekeli, this is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will beautify you. This is the God of my father, and I will raise you up. And Rav Merrill from Parmishlin says as follows. He says, it's not the Pshad. He says a Drush on this, a very interesting Drush. Zekeli, this is my God. And then what that means, it's in the imperative for each of us to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes work. It takes effort. We have to work hard in order for us to be able to say, this is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a relationship, Zekeli, this is my God. And accordingly, if that happens, va'anvehu, that is a beautiful thing. That is na'eviyaya, a beautiful thing when we can build a relationship. And it takes work day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, work year out, working on that relationship. Va'anvehu, that is a tremendous thing that that person achieves. On the other hand, if the person doesn't do that, but he simply says, Elokei Avi, I am going to rely on the connection, on the relationship that my father had with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. My father, he's a great Rish Hashiva. He's a Rebbe. He does Daf Yomi. He goes to Minyan. He has that connection. I'm just going to rely on that. Va'arom Emenu, what is that a sign of? That is a sign of Gaiva. That is somebody who is elated. He's right, raised up. He's looking at himself as being full of Gaiva. He is a Baal Gaiva. That's Va'arom Emenu. That is something that's unacceptable. When he raises himself up by virtue of the relationship that his father has and not building his own relationship, that's not going to be acceptable. And that's how he reads the pasuk once again, Zekeli. When we can build a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch ourselves, Va'anvehu, that is a beautiful thing. But if somebody sits back and says, Elokei Avi, I'm just going to rely on my father, my ancestors, my great-grandfather was X, Y, and Z, whatever it may be, a great Rav, that is gaiva by that person because he doesn't feel that he has to build it because he has the great yichas already, so he doesn't have to have the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We are now moving forward to our last vort, number 6. We're in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chavav. It says as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol ha-machala asher samti mi-Mitzrayim, all of the diseases and plagues that I put on Mitzrayim, lo-asim alech, I will not put on you, Klal Yisrael, ki ani Hashem rofecha, because I am your doctor, I'm your rofe, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So the Torah's Moshe says there are two types of rofing, there are two types of doctors. Type number one gets paid, and this is more the more classic way, somebody is sick, somebody visits, somebody has the need, then they get paid based on that. They get paid by the person. They get paid by the insurance. But they're getting paid basically when the person's not feeling well. And that is the typical approach to healthcare that we have in this world. There's not a lot that is proactive. It's primarily reactive. And this is not meant as a slight to any doctors. I happen to love doctors very much. But one type of doctor is it's reactive. And they get paid based on when the individual is sick. On the other hand, if we have a type of doctor that's more on staff, an on-staff doctor, he's not getting paid per visit, per sick visit, but it's somebody who is, we'll say, kavua. Somebody set doctor, you could say a set fee. Somebody who doesn't get paid for being reactive, but proactive. Somebody who gets, it's not based on somebody gets sick and not based on the visits, but some other structure. It's a total different relationship because type number one of doctor is based on the person getting sick. And that's when the doctor benefits financially. But type number two, the doctor's interest is keeping the person healthy. It's not that I want to see this person sick. I want to make sure that he takes care of himself and I want to make sure that he takes his vitamins and that he does his exercise and he eats healthily and takes care of himself. That's type two of a doctor. And here we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm your doctor. And it's not type one. It's type two doctor. Ki ani Hashem rofech, I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am your rofe, I'm your set doctor, that I'm always here for you. And my interest is, I don't want to, lo'asim alech, I never want you to have sickness and disease, but rather I want to give you lechatchila, an approach, a ruchnius approach, a proactive approach to being healthy, not only physically, but more emotionally and religiously healthy. And that's the mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And he's saying, I am your rofe, to here proactively take care of you, to take care of your neshama, to make sure proactively, lechatchila, that you are healthy, you adhere to the requirements of the Torah. And if we do adhere to the mitzvahs, and we're koveitim the Torah, and we're learning Torah and involved, and have our heads in the game in Torah, that is going to keep us protected. Hopefully we will never get to the aspect of being religiously not well, being unhealthy in a religious way, if we are constantly focusing on a proactive way that we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a rofe, he gave us the Torah to adhere to, then that is indeed what should keep us in a healthy way, mentally, physically, religiously, and emotionally. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.